Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic. This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. What's up? What's up? Welcome back to another episode of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. How's it going, my AOPT friends? I am Rick Mulready. I'm not sure why I'm all goofy right now, but thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Really appreciate you tuning into the podcast here. Now, today we're going to do something a little different. I'm going to do a listener case study where we're going to do a Facebook ads coaching session right here on the podcast. And I'm going to do that with Matt Johnson from runneracademy.com. He's also the host of a couple of running podcasts, Runner Academy podcast and Everyday Runners podcast. Now, Matt won a contest that I ran a little while back where people left a rating and review for the show, this show, over on iTunes, and I picked a winner at random, and Matt was that winner. So today's episode, you're going to hear me break down Matt's business, where he gets his traffic, his revenue generators, and we get into Facebook ads specifically. I share with him how Facebook ads can be helping him grow his business. And we talk a lot about why he's leaving a lot on the table by not doing Facebook ads right now. At least when we recorded this, he was not doing Facebook ads. And by not doing them, he was leaving a lot of money on the table. We get into how Matt should start testing some different targeting opportunities right now, including how he can be using retargeting to move people along his sales funnel, because traffic and, you know, people come into his website and listeners to his podcast, that's not a problem. But Matt is just not utilizing that traffic as well as he could be. And he could be definitely using retargeting, Facebook's retargeting, to help move people along his sales funnel. We get into webinars and the possibility of Matt doing webinars, and I give him my thoughts on using Facebook ads to drive webinar registrations. You'll hear why he's been apprehensive about doing more with Facebook ads up until this point. And we also get into a really interesting discussion around staying compliant, because since Matt is in the fitness field, specifically he's run in the running niche, we talk through some possible issues that Facebook might have with when it comes to making false claims. It's one of those things that Facebook is very touchy on in their ad guidelines. And when people are in the fitness field, it's one of those things you have to be really careful with. So we talk through some possible ad copy ideas that align both with Matt's business as well as fall within Facebook's ad guidelines. So we talk about how to stay compliant in the field that he's in. So regardless of what niche you're in, you're going to learn a lot from today's episode here with Matt Johnson. All right, let's go hang out with Matt. All right, Matt Johnson, welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic, my friend. How you doing?
Great, Rick. Thanks so much for having me here.
Absolutely. So let's start off with, I want to learn a little bit more about you. I know you're in the running business, but I want you to kind of give us a little overview of what you have going on with your business.
Well, great. Well, I've host of Runner Academy podcast and also the director of coaching here. I started Runner Academy a little over 3 years ago. And it really grew out of sort of my offline running coaching business, and I brought it online after getting an idea on a run someday that, hey, you know, there's probably a lot of people online that would I can really stand to help. And I was listening to a podcast. I'm like, you know, I got a radio background. I should be podcasting and bringing my coaching knowledge to a lot more people. So it's sort of the impetus of behind it. And what we sort of do besides the podcast is we do have an online coaching program that we deliver through a membership site where people join on a yearly basis. And we have a lot of resources. We have all kinds of audio courses, hundreds of videos, exercise routines, training systems and plans, an interactive area where people are able to interact with myself, other coaches, other people that are training, as well as we're having monthly coaching calls as well. So we have all of this sort of tied up into a membership program that we offer as part of everything that we have at Runner Academy.
Okay. All right. And you have a pretty the podcast that you do is a popular podcast.
Yeah, we're really humbled and grateful for that. It's been really popular almost since day one. We've been nominated twice for the podcast awards. This is the second consecutive year, and we're in the running.
Congrats.
And we're really thank you so much. It's a great pleasure to bring it to everyone and really get to talk to amazing athletes and coaches and authors, and it's just really a great pleasure to bring that to people.
That's awesome. So you have the membership site. Do you have any other training courses that that sort of accompany the trainings or the membership site, or is it any? What? Tell me about the products that you sell in addition to the membership site, if any.
Yeah. So in addition to that, we do have a couple of our more popular products broken out. One on running form that we call Right Form Running, which is a running form instruction course, and we're also about to release our strength training component as a sort of a standalone program, and also an injury prevention course as well, which parts of are in the membership site. But we're gonna release those as standalone products as well, because we know there are some people who really, you know, need those parts to it as well, and it's a good way for them to get more comfortable and this idea of working with you know, online coaches and taking instruction through the online formats that we have, and then eventually hopefully bring them in to be coached through the membership area.
Gotcha. Okay. So we're going to get to Facebook ads here in a minute, but take us through sort of what your sales funnel is right now.
Yeah. So right now the sales funnel is primarily, a lot of it comes organically through the podcast. We have a lot of, you know, trust that we've developed through the great content that we've delivered through the podcast. And through that, we also have built an email list. We have a lot of blog content, and we've built up a sizable email list over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And we do then, of course, in sort of every one of those episodes, make a mention of it. We do have some content that once you come into it, it's sprinkled into sort of our email series that we have. And depending how you come in and identifying what you're looking to do. And then, of course, we have it on the site. What we are starting to do now, or at least what I'm starting to do, is bring Facebook ads into the mix in doing some retargeting. I've put the pixel on the site recently, and we're starting to explore how we could be retargeting based on interest, also to bring new audience into the fold. We definitely want to expand because we know that we can be reaching so many more people than we are. So that's sort of how everyone's coming in. Where the funnel is actually being, I'm working on it right now and making it a lot more robust than it is. And it's really this idea of we want to provide really targeted sort of content and bring you in where it makes sense.
Okay. So they're primarily coming in organically right now, whether that's just Google searching or whether that's from the podcast. And you're getting the retargeting in place right now. I love that. So you've pixeled the website. Is that right?
I have the whole website pixeled, and I've actually pixeled a couple different funnels based on a few things that we know people come into the site for a lot, and then bring them into sort of a couple different paths that lead into the membership area.
Okay, great. So are you using the retargeting to kind of move people along the funnel? Is that what you mean?
That's exactly what we're looking to do. So sort of keep them. I mean, we're going to do it in conjunction with the email series, but also to bring, you know, where those sort of, you know, gaps are where people drop off, then bring them in through that sort of retargeting, knowing if they've hit a page or viewed some of the content, then bring them back in along the way. And also, we're going to be releasing some webinars here in the near future and bringing those into the mix and following up with those that either attend or don't attend our webinars. So really using it as a way to bring people back into the fold. And then what I'd really like to do is use it to grow our audience. I'm not afraid to use, you know, paid traffic to help do that, because I know we could be helping so many more and reaching so many more than we can, not just through the organic ways that we've been successful with thus far.
Sure. So you haven't done any kind of cold traffic targeting, like any kind of interest targeting or anything like that. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I've done a little bit here and there. For example, we know like we've targeted some of the large publications in running, so some of the large magazines, mm-hmm. and try to bring people into the podcast. I've run some things with the podcast awards, reaching out to those that are not only just in our audience, but also the running community in general, to try to bolster some support within health and fitness. And done that. But aside from that, we haven't done any sort of paid traffic specifically to grow the business itself, which to me means it's exciting because there's a lot that I know we can be doing.
Sure. So let me ask you this. What's held you back? I mean, I understand the retargeting that you're getting that set up right now, and the audiences are building, I'm assuming. So what's kind of held you back up until this point to doing paid traffic?
I think to this point, it was sort of not really understanding what I should be doing. So I've assembled some bits and pieces and got a lot of help through listening to your show thus far in terms of, that it should be picked. Like, for example, that whole pixeling is something that I learned through you and set all that up as a result.
Okay.
But what type of, ads to be running? It's not at all, being afraid to spend some money. It's really more around what should I be running? And then specifically within fitness, I know that Facebook has a little bit more stringent, sort of guidelines, or that they're being a little bit more. I don't want to say they're cracking down, but they're really keeping a watchful eye on what's going on in the health and fitness space. So making sure that I don't run afoul of any of those rules and get the account shut down when I'm really trying to do things the right way.
Yeah, and they are. I mean, they're definitely cracking down, and cracking down, yes, but let's call it cleaning up. I mean, they're going through essentially what Google did with AdWords 5 or 6 years ago. And there, people at that time with AdWords, people had been running for a little while and getting some traction, and they were kind of accepting anybody and everybody within AdWords. And Facebook has kind of done the same thing, but now they're kind of going through and cleaning things up, which is a good thing. As far as the health and fitness field, though, I mean, they've been stringent on that for a while. It's not necessarily just lately. I mean, essentially with that, you have to be careful with the types of pictures that you use as the ad image. You can't use before and after photos, for example.
Yeah.
You can't make any kind of promises or unsubstantiated claims like this is going to happen within the next 7 days sort of thing. So what would you be like? Let's talk about that, and feel free to just, if you have any questions, fire away. But let's look at what types of things that you would be marketing from a message standpoint that you think maybe they might have an issue with, and let's kind of talk that through.
Sure. So for example, one thing that I know as a running coach that people are going to have a lot of success with, the main goal that we're trying to accomplish through our coaching and why people are coming to our site and engaging in our training is to get faster, more or less. I mean, some people want to come in and they want to improve their running, or they want to get back into shape, but a majority of people want to improve. They want to get faster. They've plateaued, they've ended up injured, or they know that they could be doing a lot more things than they're doing. And if we do this sort of concept of, we call it 80-20 running, without getting, too, down the path of, what it's all about, if you structure your training where you actually do some easier running the majority of your time, and you do harder running for only 20% of the time, just to sort of keep it in high-level general terms, you're going to improve and get a lot faster. So we know that that helps people get faster.
Mm-hmm.
So if we are making those types of claims, and this is all backed by science, this isn't anything that's out there or lose a lot of weight in a short period of time, but we know you're going to get faster. So if we put that type of content out there, or we say follow this system to get better at your running and run faster times, that they might look sort of unfavorably upon that.
Yeah, and one way around that is that if you have a case study of somebody, I'm sure that you've helped people get those really great results. I mean, you could say something like, I don't know off the top of my head, and we'd have to kind of work this out a little bit, but something to the effect of learn how so-and-so did this, you know what I mean? As opposed to you're promising that if you follow this, you can do it. The difference there is you are talking about somebody else who has achieved it, and the market there on Facebook gets to learn how that person did it. I think as you were talking there, I was thinking about, the content that you have on I'm assuming you have a bunch of different types of articles on your site, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So if you are sending people from your Facebook ad, for example, to one of those particular articles or different articles that are relevant to the products that you're selling and to different areas within your membership site, you could be sending traffic to that blog post where you are not only having your opt-in box there, but you're also retargeting them. So it's the whole, you know, the sort of the two-pronged approach there where you're trying to either get their email list or you are building that email list, or I'm sorry, building that list within Facebook. It's the retargeting list. And then you can turn around and you were asking before about, you're not really sure what type of message to give them. Well, then it's just a very relevant message to the type of article that they just read.
Right. Now, what are your thoughts on sending them? So you mentioned a blog post there. Mm-hmm. One thing I've been sort of paying attention to is that Facebook seems to be frowning upon sending people to squeeze pages or opt-in pages specifically. Now, what about if somebody comes into a blog post and then you retarget them and maybe send them to a relevant, you know, free offer to get them on the list?
Well, it's not so much that they, I mean, they're not necessarily frowning upon it. What they're frowning upon is that when you say, or not you, but when somebody says, you know, click here for instant access, for example, and then they get to the landing page and then they have to, so somebody has to opt in to get, you know, access to whatever download or the video series or whatever it might be, that's misleading. And that worked for a while. I mean, you could get away with that with your Facebook ads for a while, but now Facebook is really trying to protect that user experience, and you have to clearly spell out what that person needs to do in order to get whatever you're giving away. So if they have to sign up or opt in or whatever it might be on the landing page, you have to let them know that. It's all about, they're trying to get people to add as much value to the Facebook user as possible. And so gotcha. It's not so much that they're doing away with opt-in pages, although there's, you know, there's sort of talk about that right now. But if you are being very clear about what the next action that person needs to take, then you're sort of, for lack of a better way to say it, protecting yourself and staying compliant with what Facebook wants you to be doing. So you can still be doing that, and it's even more relevant because in your ad, you could say something to the effect of, hey, noticed, you know, some people say this is really creepy. I look at it, and granted, I've been in the advertising world for a long time, but I would rather get a far more relevant ad to me as opposed to some just random ad that, you know, that doesn't do anything for me. So you could say something like, hey, hope you like the content, or, you know, hope you like the article about blah, 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 or something, you know? And we think you like this one. We think you like this as well. And then you can offer, you know, sign up to get such and such, you know, something like that. Because you're talking directly to that person, they already, you know, quote unquote, raised their hand and showed interest in a particular topic. You can then turn around and give them something further that is of value to them, and just make sure that they obviously register for it.
Yeah, no, that sounds really great. And again, we're just trying to make sure that we stay, you know, really, you know, above the fold and really follow the guidelines. But it's so hard when it seems so ambiguous at times.
It's definitely ambiguous. I've never been told this before, or I mean, my own guess is that, I mean, look, Facebook doesn't want anybody gaming the system. Right. And whether that's right or wrong, that they're ambiguous in some of their rationale, I mean, that's open to interpretation. But I think that the clear thing is that we all need to be making sure that we're keeping up on the terms and conditions and the guidelines for the ads, because they do change quite frequently. It's not a case where you can, you know, just look at it once or twice a year and be covered. I mean, they're changing these things quite frequently, and it's not like they're sending out a message saying, "Hey, we've updated this." You know, it's if we want to play in Facebook sandbox, we have to play by the rules. So we have to make sure that we understand what those rules are. What I would be doing if I were you is, in addition to, I would be getting people into your funnel, you know, targeting the publications like you mentioned, you know, just cold traffic, doing interest-based targeting. I would certainly be targeting your email list, doing the lookalike audiences, your Facebook fans right out of the gates. I would be doing those audiences for targeting. And then I would really, because you get to segment, you can segment your, what kind of email provider do you use?
Entreport.
Okay, so you can be tagging people accordingly. So you can be tagging people based on the article that they're reading. So if they're doing, I mean, I don't know how, I was just going to say I'm not a runner, but then I was going to say, well, no, I do run a little bit, but in your world, I don't run at all.
Yeah, well, you know what? If you go out and run at all, you're a runner. There's no clear. That's one misconception. People say, "Oh, I'm not a runner because of X." Well, yeah. There is no X. You're a runner if you go out and you run, even, you know, on a somewhat infrequent basis.
Okay. Well, cool. I'm a runner then.
Yep, you're a runner.
but I am probably not your target audience. But I'm assuming that you have different content that is geared towards marathon running or 5K running or, you know, that sort of thing. So
yes,
driving people specifically, going back to the whole retargeting thing, is you can run ads that are specific to certain pieces of content on your site and then tag people accordingly when they get to the site. So, for example, if someone's coming in, they're opting in. So there's a couple different ways you can tag them. So you can tag them if they opt in on that blog post page. So that you could tag them as, you know, I don't know, marathon interest or whatever. And then you can turn around and email market to them based on the marathon interest. Then you can, or I should say, a couple different ways you can do this, or you can show run ads to them to the marathon type of content on your site. And then as you're retargeting them, if they don't opt in, you're then, like we talked about before, showing them an ad for an opt-in that's relevant to marathon training. And then if they opt into that, that's when you're tagging them again. Does that make sense? Yep,
that does make sense. And I can actually visualize how to settle this up because I'm already tagging those that are in our list. They enter and they do actually, in some of the entry points, tell us what their interests are. And even within the email sequence itself, we ask them. And if they click on a certain link, it then tags them that way too. So really, it's just an extension of that.
Yeah, exactly. And because your business from just the limited time we've talked about it here today is going to be very segment oriented, you know, based on, you know, the weekend runner, if you will, versus the marathon runner versus the 5K runner, and just giving them the right content for the level and interest that they have. I would very much be surprised if that didn't spike sales for you, because you're getting people into the appropriate path that's right for them, and you can absolutely be using Facebook ads to help facilitate that process.
Yep, it sounds like it's just another way to bring them in and keep them engaged, and also be able to target some new traffic as well. Just pulling it all in. I think those are some really great ideas. Taking a lot of notes here.
Cool. Yeah. And the other thing too, I recommend this to a lot of people, is just because it can be really overwhelming if you're kind of trying to think about this sort of, you know, from a 10,000 foot view. I mean, just literally get out a piece of paper and start writing, writing down the types of, not necessarily funnels, but how you might want to be targeting and segmenting people. And then how can you use Facebook ads, like we've been talking about today, to sort of facilitate that funnel and get people moving through within the proper segment.
Yep, absolutely. Now, if I could ask maybe one more question here. What is your sort of thoughts on using Facebook to have signups for webinars and driving that versus maybe deciding to send people to a blog post? Should both good ideas, or maybe test one or the other, see what's most effective?
I would be doing both. Yeah. I do the webinar ads very frequently. And it works extremely well. And so what you can do with that is you can, depending on if you're going to be doing live webinars or, you know, the type of webinars that you're going to be doing, they're either going to buy from you or they're not going to buy from you, obviously, when they come through. So if you run the ad to the webinar registration and then you have the webinar, whether it's automated or whether it's live, they're obviously, again, they're either going to purchase or they're not going to purchase. So if they don't purchase, it's getting them into the proper funnel from there, again, based on the interest that they have. Are they marathon runners? Are they 5K runners? You know, what type of runners are they? And so I would absolutely be testing both the webinar registration and the article, because if they don't buy something from you and they opted in for the webinar and went through that funnel and they didn't purchase anything, that gives you an opportunity to start showing ads to them based on the type of different type of content. So again, going back to, okay, this is marathon content or this is 5K content, and just getting them into that proper segment, because you might be doing a webinar that's specific to a certain, you know, distance running. Maybe you're doing like a half marathon content. I don't know how you would break that up.
Yeah, no, we break it out in a bunch of different ways, and by topic too, not necessarily just race distance, but yeah, I see exactly what you're saying there. And if they don't come through, then you know, if they came to your checkout page, if they checked out, or if not, then you'd be able to essentially retarget those that didn't and bring them back in through other pieces of content and continue to engage them and provide them things that are relevant to what they're looking to do.
Absolutely. And then also you want to make sure that you have the retargeting pixels set up so that if you're doing a webinar, so that you're tracking people who make it to your opt-in page but don't actually opt in. And so you're setting that audience up such that the URL equals the URL of the landing page, the registration page, and then you're excluding the URL of the thank you page. So then you're able to have an audience of people who land on your opt-in page or registration page and don't actually register. So for those people, you can do one of two things or both things. You can either show them an ad saying something to the effect of, hey, want to make sure that you have the opportunity to register for this upcoming webinar, and or you can, again, show ads to them based on the content that you have on your site and try to get them back to your site. Because you never know why somebody might land on your registration page and not actually opt in. I mean, they might get to your registration page and the phone rings, or you know, the kids are crying, or they get called away for whatever reason. That maybe they were interested, but they just got called away, and you know, they just didn't come back and register. Or they get to your registration page and they're like, you know what, I'm not interested. Well, it's for both of those types of cases where if they get called away, maybe they were interested, and by you showing an ad to them later on or retargeting them, they have the opportunity to sort of re-register. And then if they weren't interested at all, then you can, you know, retarget ads to them with different content on your site to try to re-engage them back into you know, whatever funnel that you have going on there.
Yep. Well, that makes perfect sense, and I know Facebook's going to be a big part of my strategy for running the webinars.
Cool. Well, definitely keep us updated. This was really good. Any more questions that you have before we sign off here?
No, I think you gave me some good workable things here. I've definitely have already been putting together, you know, copy and some images. I've been doing some testing on other things that aren't necessarily bringing people in for this purpose, but testing some images, and I think I might be using some of those images and some of these ads going forward based on what I've seen. So I've been doing sort of the other groundwork for this as well to get this all set up and really learning that the editor in the back end before I start going wild with it.
Nice. Okay, cool. Well, give the podcast and give your website a plug again. And also, how can people connect with you, Matt, if they want to learn more?
Sure. I'm over at runneracademy.com, and you could find it on all the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and look for the podcast in any one of your podcast apps. Runner Academy, if you have Runner, you're absolutely going to love it. Appreciate it. And you can contact me through the website as well. It's all right there.
Cool. Sounds good. Thanks so much, Matt. I really appreciate you coming on today.
Well, thank you, Rick. Appreciate the opportunity.
Hope you got a lot out of this case study coaching session today with Matt. I love doing stuff like this. To learn more about Matt and to get all the links that we talked about today, visit the show notes page for today's episode, which is at rickmulready.com/32. That's the number 32. If you are looking to learn Facebook ads, if you're a total newbie looking to get started, maybe you're just now getting started building your email list and not getting quite a ton of traffic to your website yet, I've got a free streaming online workshop just for you. It's called Facebook Ads for Beginners, How to Create Killer Facebook Ads on Less Than $10 a Day. Just go over to rickmulready.com/newbies. That's N-E-W-B-I-E-S, rickmulready.com/newbies. And you can sign up for a time that works best for you right there. All right, that's all for today's episode. In the next episode, we're talking about sales funnels again. I cannot wait. This will actually be the first of a couple of back-to-back episodes about sales funnels. And I'm going to be bringing you Jody Underhill, who is, you ready for this? A funnel architect and conversion specialist. Yes, he is. He's worked with Ryan Dice as digital marketer, and he's currently a partner with a company called Game Changer Profits, which focuses solely on sales funnels. Really cool company. It's a great episode and can't wait to bring it to you. Until then, though, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in that next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.